Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
We got your emails. We got your voicemails. Web crawlers, mailbag.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News Mailbag episode. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is where we play your voicemails and read anything that we might feel like reading. Do we have any emails
We have a review from Kittens and Noodles.
Two things I enjoy.
Exactly. 5 stars. I love these ladies. So happy to have found this podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Short and sweet.
Yes, just how I like it.
Oh no, we got 3 stars. Someone complaining about Patreon.
What don't they like about the Patreon? Or they don't like that we have one?
I haven't listened. All their true crime episodes for which I originally subscribed for are on Patreon, which I feel icky about.
Really? You feel icky about it?
It's someone's death, last final moments, and it's hidden behind a paywall? What is she talking about? What does she mean? The episode? What?
She doesn't like that we're monetizing it. But either way, it's monetizing it because we're getting ads for it.
What?
Either way, it's monetized. Are you psychotic?
We're either getting ad money from Acast or Patreon.
Either way, sweetie baby, no matter what, you've been listening. If you listen to true crime, you're listening to people profiting off of...
Every sort of true crime episodes. Anything. All the free contents, random news, and 90 Day Fiancé, which I don't watch, and I'm sure a percentage of the listeners don't either. You would be surprised how many people still listen. I'll miss this podcast, but listening doesn't bring me enjoyment anymore.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Bye, social justice warrior.
Bye. You got one good review, you got one bad review, it all evens out.
I love that she's like, I don't like true crime if I have to pay for it.
Yeah, what?
I only like true crime. I'll listen to true crime, but if it becomes unethical if I have to pay $5 for it.
Yeah, it's you're paying for Netflix. Stupid. You're paying for all sorts of true crime documentaries.
People are so funny.
It's weird.
Whatever makes you feel sleep at night, sweetheart.
It's so weird. This is an email from Colby. Weird movie rec.
Ooh.
Hello, web crawlers. I have a movie for recommendation. Have y'all ever seen Spork?
No.
I only found it because one clip was shared on Tumblr back in the day where a girl is saying, "Don't you dare tell me about Britney Spears. She is God to me." I've been a Britney head since day one, so I was like, oh my God, I need to see this movie. After watching it, it became a part of my personality, and I forced all my friends and at least 2 boyfriends to watch it. It's about a girl who's named Spork because she's intersex. She lives in a camper with her older brother next door to her best friend Tootsie Roll. She's obsessed with The Wiz, but has never even heard of Wizard of Oz.
That's funny.
It's one of the most camp movies I've ever seen, and I absolutely love it. It gives big Napoleon Dynamite meets Mean Girls meets Hairspray vibes.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
I would love to hear y'all thoughts on it. My birthday is Monday, and it would be the best gift ever to have my internet friends discuss a movie that is embedded into my DNA forever. Love y'all. Bye. Love, Coco.
Oh, I will definitely watch that. That sounds great.
I've never heard of this.
I've never heard of it either, but that sounds awesome.
Spork. I mean, great. It's from 2010.
Oh.
Hmm. Got 55% on Rotten Tomatoes. Okay.
The best movies do.
They do, right?
That's a sweet spot.
Let's get into voicemail.
Hello, web crawlers. Hello. I'm listening to the 90 Day Fiancé recap, the most recent one. And I'm thinking about starting to watch the show. I've never watched it because I'm worried that I'll just have too much secondhand embarrassment and be uncomfortable. But yeah. I do love mess. So if you could tell me which 90 Day series, I guess, is the messiest in your opinion.
What about Larissa?
That might be the one
season
that I try to watch.
Colton? Colty?
Yes. Less embarrassment, more mess and drama. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say he called her lazy, where she went to they're climbing up a sand dune.
Oh, that's Nicole.
Mohammed and Danielle.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so that's Danielle Mohammed. Let's see what season that is. Oh, you know, they do these things called the full story where they take all of their storylines.
Oh, yeah. It's like the individual couples.
Danielle and Mohammed. I would do theirs.
Colt and Larissa.
I think that's season two. Watching season two.
No, it's not Danielle and Mohammed isn't the one who he calls lazy.
Who is it?
Danielle and Mohammed are also crazy.
Nicole?
Nicole, yes.
And Aznan. Aznan. A-Z-A-N.
Yeah.
Aznan. Nicole. But Danielle and Mohammed
also good. Yeah.
Colt and Larissa is.
And then there's another one that, actually, she wasn't really good. She was kind of depressing. I was going to remember Anfisa.
Oh, Anfisa and
but
George.
Anfisa was kind of like abusive, like it kind of was like dark.
I mean, Michael and
Natalie.
Angela.
Oh, Michael and Angela, yes.
Michael and Angela.
I like how we're saying just like every couple.
Those are like the main.
Yes.
Yeah. What's crazy is season one of 90 Day Fiancé is totally different than what they are now.
Yeah.
It's like an actual documentary.
It's really
not
crazy.
As much drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those names. Larissa and Colt, Mohammed, Danielle. I mean, I like Gino and Jasmine.
They're also great.
Yeah. Who's the one? Maybe not there. Yeah. So start with those.
Yeah, those are perfect.
Okay. Next message.
Hi, my name is Rachel. I've been a patron for a while.
Thank you.
I'm the one with the Red Lobster gift cards. I actually just
an
email with my recent Christmas Red Lobster gift card haul. But I'm in med school. I'm only in the first year, so
Whoa.
I don't really know what I'm
wow.
talking about.
Okay,
so what was the Panera charged lemonade thing? It sounds like she already had AFib, which was probably undiagnosed, and then the Panera lemonade brought out her symptoms, so she went to the doctor, or was brought to the doctor and realized what was going on. Some people are more prone to it. It's like pretty dangerous, and some people can get it after surgery and then it just goes away. But I actually just did a 23andMe test recently and found out I'm more prone to AFib than the average person, so that's super exciting. But
so am I.
Anyways, la la la.
Yeah, someone in the Discord, someone's dad is a doctor, and they texted them about this. Fuck, where was it? I just read it. Oh, Viviana. And her dad said the same thing. It's usually pre-existing.
Yeah.
But sleep apnea can cause it, also caffeine.
Interesting.
So, interesting. Yeah. Good to know. Congrats on being in med school. Smarty pants. Yeah, seriously. Okay, next message.
Hello, web crawlers. It's Hello. Maggie, a.k.a. Magradoodle on the Discord. It has been a minute since I called. I got a little distracted, and it worked instead of listening to podcasts for a minute.
How dare you?
The Avatar series, the Cornstones and Roses, and then also now I'm into Fourth Wing and Iron Flame, so I've just got into some fantasy smut that I read at work. Yeah, it happens.
Fantasy smut.
It's what women do. I'm so sorry, Becky. All that stuff happened to you while you were going through labor. And I hope Thor's okay. And I'm pretty sure you can't hear me anymore. So I'm going to get off the phone now.
That is some heavy rain.
Dang, that is rain.
Yeah, that is some serious rain going on there.
Fantasy smut. Hell yeah.
Yeah. What is that? Like 50 Shades of Grey?
I was going to say 50 Shades of Grey. Okay, next message.
Hello, la, la, it's your girl.
Hi! I've missed you. Sorry.
Bitch hasn't called it in months.
Yeah.
I've missed you. I don't think I've called you since you changed your phone number, which
Dang.
Is my dad.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I've been busy and mentally ill. I've been taking like microdosing mushrooms, and that has helped me so much mentally.
Really?
I'm crazy girl, so I can't share all my secrets. But
that's interesting.
It's like getting legal or whatever. So anyway, you know, it's nature. Nature nurture yourself with nature, everybody, because it's good to
nurture yourself.
Be natural. Anyway, I have two things. Whoever left a review and said, no more Taylor Swift. Listen, I've never liked her. I was like, she that's just not my vibe. I'm not into it, whatever. And I have completely been a 180, like, because of you. I was like, well, if they like her, then she must be cool. And I sob in the car to Taylor Swift. I have her on repeat. Listen to Midnight. Like, I fucking love her. So thank
you
for that.
And that's amazing.
Keep the Taylor Swift content coming. Second thing. I have so many things. Holy fuck. Okay. Second thing is something that I remembered. A repressed memory that I remembered when I was taking mushrooms.
Uh-oh.
So I wanted to call and tell you because it's kind of an angelic encounters, but kind of just like a crazy fucking coincidence. But anyway, sorry, my car won't shut up. It's beeping at me. I'm driving fine. A bunch of snow just fell off the car for me. So anyway, 10 years ago, 2013, I lived in China. And
China.
I remembered like a week ago that on my way home, like in the Shanghai airport, I'm sitting in the airport and it's like, there's like one or two or three terminals. It's like small, but there's like a little cafe area with tables. And that's like the only place that there was to eat. So like I was sitting there and it is small and there's not a lot of space. And so this older man was like, can I sit with you? And I was like, sure. I'm like, whatever, waiting for my plane. And so we sit together. I think he shared his cake with me. His son was an EMT, and he was from Kalamazoo, so that's why he was flying back to Chicago.
Oh my God, Melissa.
And it turns out that when I was living in Shanghai, this guy, that this random man that I ran into the airport, lived.
Oh, there better be a part two. Okay.
Yeah.
Kalamazoo. Wonder if I know him.
Was it your cousin, an ENT from Kalamazoo, who went missing?
You know, that's interesting you bring that up. His name is Joshua Hull, H-U-L-L, who I brought up in like one of the first episodes we ever did. I found him on 23andMe, like a third cousin or whatever, went missing like 2018. There was just like a news update because I have Google alerts for it.
Oh my God.
And he wasn't found, but it was just like an update. Like, this is so strange. He went missing. And that's so funny because I got a Google News alert this morning for the first time in years.
Whoa, that's crazy.
But he was from like Texas or something.
Oh.
A weird distant cousin who's still missing, by the way. Weird.
Cut off at the worst possible timing. So anyway, it turned out that this man, kind of big, okay? Like, I've never been anywhere bigger than like Shanghai. This man lived in the same apartment building as me, in the same apartment complex as me, in the same apartment building as me. I was 26A and he was 27A. Like, what? Literally, he lived right above me, which is so fucking wild. And I remember it blew my mind 10 years ago. And I had this weird memory of it come through like a week ago. And I was like,
it's like a billion people in Shanghai.
So anyway, isn't that fucking weird? Like, just of all the places that someone else could live. Like, it wasn't like it was an apartment, not a hotel. Because I went over there because my aunt worked for Apple and she had a job there. So we would have like, I don't know, they had like a driver and stuff because it's like not safe to drive in China if you're not from China. But I actually never saw a car accident while I was there, which I thought was kind of crazy because it seems that like the lines on the road were just like a suggestion, like no one followed it.
Wow.
Okay, I have one more thing for you. So I've called about this before also. I was looking for my Barbie Riding Club, Riding Dream Adventures, Barbie Riding Club, CD-ROM, whatever.
CD-ROM.
So I can play it on my computer because I downloaded this other version that I found and I was about to open it and it was a disk image file. So it would have copied my entire hard drive and oh my God, I almost fucked up. But anyway, I found what I did find. I didn't find the CD, but I found my first podcast. It's a little cassette tape and it says Beckett Tapes. And I used to record songs off the radio because I thought I'd never hear them again. And like, fuck in between it. It's my calling to be on a show. But anyway, the only thing on that tape that I can actually make out is My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion, because I used to play Titanic when I was a kid. Because the movie came out when I was young and I was obsessed with it. And it's just so web crawlers adjacent. I just had to tell you. Okay. I love you. I fucking miss you. I got a lot more stories for you, but I'm almost home, so I'm going to let you go. But love you. Goodbye.
That's really funny.
Wow. Yeah, I haven't heard from Becca in months.
Yeah.
Good to hear your voice.
I follow her on Instagram, and I like her farmer's market hauls.
Oh, yeah. Okay, next message.
Oh, my gosh. I should just save this number in my phone. I keep insisting on trying to remember the number, but I call you guys pretty often these days, so I might as well just save it. Anyways, I'm calling because I was... I was surprised to hear that porn writer is a job.
Of course.
I'm sorry. Like, congrats to that man, I guess. But
you got his improv?
That was a career path. So, porn writing.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's it.
That's it. End scene.
Yeah, porn writing.
Hey, la la lo, it's Yaga. Hi, bimbos. I wanted to call with a public service announcement.
Ooh.
For the bimbos. Sorry, the bimbos. Because of the bimbos.
Okay.
For Lisa from Southern California was asking about, like, washing our clothes. And based off of my experiences, I have to wash everything immediately before I wear it. In like 2018, I think it was, I had ordered a bunch of underwear from Aerie, like the American Eagle brand. And they I didn't have any clean underwear when the order got delivered. So I put a pair on and I went about my day.
Oh, no.
Not really my day. It was the afternoon. But anyway, I wore it for like 2 to 4 hours, maybe not even that long. And I started getting real itchy. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? And I went in the bathroom and took my pants off. And I had a huge rash from the, not like it was clean because I had just gotten it set, like clean, quote unquote. And I had just gotten it in the mail. But like when you buy clothes, they like new clothes have like so many chemicals. Like the fashion industry is weird. Like there's like all these like cleaners and stuff. And by the way, whenever I get stuff from the Bimbo store from hothorse.horse, if you're nasty, it always smells like vinegar. Like it reeks it, like vinegar. So
it does.
Wash those right away. But does. Anyway, this American Eagle underwear literally bruised my entire ass. Like first it was just like red, like,
what?
And like I was itching it, but I was itching so hard, I guess, that it bruised. And it literally, I have a picture. I can send it to you if you want, because it's so fucking crazy. And also, I emailed them and was like, what the fuck? But literally, it looked like I got hit by a car. My entire butt cheek was purple.
Oh, my God, from itching.
You should wash your clothes when they're brand new, especially. Oh, yeah.
That's really bizarre.
Yeah. I don't know. I just have sensitive skin. I'm a sensitive girly.
It seems like it. Yeah.
I felt like that. Like you wouldn't think like, oh, like I'm like, you go like try and clothes in a store or whatever, like get new clothes online. Like if it doesn't smell like vinegar and it's clean out of the bag, you wouldn't think like, oh, like this is going to assault me. But like you should be careful. Is all I am saying. Okay. Hong Kong. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, I always wash clothes.
Yeah, that's new scary. Clothes. Oh, my God.
Especially undergarments.
Yeah, for sure.
You don't know if, like, someone returned it or something.
Yeah. Oof, that sounds painful. You got
that plastic thing in the crotch.
Yeah.
Gross.
Oof.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, next message.
Hi, guys. I just had like a synchronicity thing.
Oh.
And I was like, I should share. So I just got to my sister's house where her and her boyfriend live. And I was like finishing up a phone call, but I saw that behind me, her boyfriend jumped in the car. He didn't jump in the car. He like got in the car and, drove away. And I was like, damn, I want to say hi to him, but oh well. And I noticed he had like a baseball hat on and his, I felt like his face was like shaped a little different. Like it was a little like skinnier than usual or something, but I was like, whatever.
Uh-oh.
We all our weight fluctuates. And then, like, a little bit later, I was, like, talking to my mom. And she was, like, saying how he's in Southern California. We're in Northern California. He's in Southern California right now. I was like, what? And so I checked his location because we're all interdependent. And he's definitely in Southern California.
Weird.
And I asked my sister, I was like, was that you getting in the car? Like, they share a car. And she was like, no, I was, like, waiting for you to get to the house, and I didn't see you. Like, I don't know. We had, like, thought we would, like, potentially meet here or, like, cross paths because I was coming to bring some stuff over. And she was like, no, I was waiting for you. And, like, yeah, I didn't see you, so I just headed out. And I'm like, who the mother F was that in the car in the same color Acura and an Acura, literally the same color, like, right in front of the house. They, like, got in the car and left. And she was, like, at her yoga class. He's in Southern California.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. Fucking weird, man. Weird.
Parallel universe.
And, like, I've been trying to hypothesize.
Parallel
and
universe.
And I cannot figure it out. So, yeah, I don't know. Tell me what you think this means. Okay, bye.
It was him from a multiverse.
Multiverse.
Blipped in for a second, then
blipped out. Blipped in from the multiverse.
Yeah, and then blipped out.
And then blipped out.
Yeah, that's weird.
Wait, there's a part two.
One more thing. Remember when Allie called for the little toaster, the magic toaster? That was embarrassing. I still can't figure out if you guys were gaslighting Maria or not.
I'd never seen
other things, but I'm wondering if anyone else remembers. Like, obviously, we're in for time, but
Yes,
do you guys remember a big comfy couch?
Big comfy couch.
With the girl that used to, like, clean up by hiding everything behind the couch.
Huh?
And then this is a deep cut.
Was that
deep cut? And I've never met anyone else that remembers this, but this was, like, a staple for me. Do you remember Will Quack Quack? It was like a German duck.
Will Quack Quack?
Big comfy couch.
His mom's name was Martha, and when he was naughty, they would take him outside and they would spray him down. With, like, a fountain outside. I don't know if it was his punishment or what, or if he, I don't know. But yeah, Will Quack Quack. It was a classic. Apparently there was only one season, but it was so good. And then also there was this show or movie or something that I watched that was so good, and it was involving gargoyles. Okay, for reference, I was born in 1990.
Okay.
So that kind of, like, places things. But there was this show or movie or something about gargoyles, and it wasn't gargoyles. It was something else, and the gargoyles were better and, like, goofier and, like, just, like, cuter and, like, just better all around and spookier. And I tried to find it so many times. I think I would just be so satisfied. It'd be, like, the final thing that I'm missing. And, like, in terms of, like, you know, getting back in touch with my inner child, I think that'd be good for me. But yeah, I don't know. I'm wondering if you guys have heard of any of those things. I'm trying to think of anything else. Like, there's the obvious ones, but I'm trying to think of, like, deep cuts where it would be like, oh my God, do you remember that?
Allegra's window?
Love you. Bye.
Allegra's window.
I used to love Allegra's window.
I hate Allegra's window. What is that? Allegra's window. Yes.
I loved Allegra's window. I never watched Big Comfy Couch, but I see.
I know what that is.
Yeah, I recognize it.
Oh. I know there's a gargoyle show, but I don't think that's what she's talking about.
I don't know about those gargoyles.
Allegra's window. Yes.
Gargoyle show 90s.
Gargoyles show 90s.
Disney's Gargoyles, but I don't think that's what she's talking about.
I don't know. I don't know. Okay, next a message.
Hey, this is Becky from England.
Hello,
Becky.
Ali and Melissa, I totally did that backwards. I normally say it's Web Crawlers and it's me, so...
Well, times are changing.
Times are changing.
I just had to ring, and honestly, the only thing I want to say is I just want to send my love to Flo. I've just listened to the voicemail episode, and I've had a bit of a rough day today. Nothing crazy, just with the baby. She's not happy today. She's on me all day. Aww. She's been very clingy. I've just had a rough afternoon, and it's now midnight, and I just wanted to go to sleep. And I'm just knackered, and she keeps waking up.
Ugh.
But you know what? I just listened to the voicemail episode. I was feeling really sorry for myself and upset.
That's okay.
And then I just listened to your voicemail episode and listened to Flo, and I just thought, God, I'm not having a bad day, am I, really? Like, I'm not. And I just want to give her a big hug. I've never wanted to hug someone more, I don't think.
Aww.
So, Flo, you're doing amazing. You're so strong. And just the fact that you can ring your favourite podcast and leave a voicemail and just then and have a cry, I think that's great. You know, I love that we can all do that. But yeah, you're an inspiration, honestly. You definitely have good vibes. And just keep going. I've had a back injury before, and it took me a few months to recover, and it's hard.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, gosh, it was when I was like 15, I'm 32 now, but I still remember it. I still remember it vividly. So, you know, just hang in there. You're doing amazing, and we're all here for you. You can always ring up and leave a voicemail, and then, or whatever you want. You know, the girls will agree with me on that. But yeah, much love to Flo, much love to everyone. And also, I keep calling my baby Bebe now.
Bebe.
That's what you guys say. That
I'm going to eat
like,
you, Bebe.
Oh,
Bebe.
All the time, I'm just like, Bebe, not Bebe.
Bebe. Not Bebe.
So, yeah, thanks for that. Anyway, love you, bye.
Aww.
What a sweet. I love how, like, everyone's just so caring and
nice.
But that also reminded me, what does Catherine in Schitt's Creek, how does she pronounce baby? It's so funny.
I didn't watch Schitt's Creek.
On your phone, will you, because you're better at doing it, Catherine O'Hara pronouncing baby.
Catherine O'Hara.
That's her name, right?
Announcing, yes, baby. Is her name Moira?
Yeah.
Moira Rose? Saying baby for 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Is this,
we don't have to listen to the whole 60 seconds, but just put.
I can take on its mother or its mother's mother.
Where is Bebe's chamber?
Bebe.
You're right. We should go. Jocelyn has that Bebe thing. Time change?
You said you couldn't make it. Because of the bebe.
Because of the bebe.
That's how she just, she has, if you haven't watched Schitt's Creek, she just has a weird accent for no reason. And it's, she just pronounces some words really weird. It's so funny.
I'm going to watch that show.
But anyways, Becky and Flora, we are all sending love to you. And we are all on your team and giving you a lot of strength. Just feel it from all of us pulsating into your spines and your body in general.
Hot.
Hot.
My lights just
pulsing.
Flickered.
That really
was weird.
That was because I sent a pulse of electricity. That's what happened.
That was weird.
I'm a witch. Ooh, believe it.
Maybe it's not weird. Well, next message.
Hello, web crawlers. It's Samantha from Oshawa. Which,
Oshawa.
Despite Allie's very good guess, is not near Wisconsin.
It just sounds like it
the
is.
GTA, the general Toronto area.
Oh.
I just wanted to call with an update. I had my embryo transfer 2 days ago.
Whoa.
So I've just been chilling with a blob floating around inside of me. Yeah, it was a very emotional experience. Obviously, I didn't see what was happening, but my husband was there. He said it was a lot of science. And I guess one of the, like, lab techs, or whatever you want to call them, like, stuck her head out, and she was like, it's a beautiful embryo. So I'm taking that
sign.
As a good sign. You may or may not have read my husband's review already. He wrote a review on Apple Podcasts.
I think so.
I think
we
did. A
very Canadian review. He compared your voices to poutine cheese. So,
wait, you did.
By that. He's also going to give you a 1-star. And I was like, no, no. You got to give him at least a 3. Don't be rude. So,
oh, maybe we did.
You will both be on the same mailbag. That would be really cute. Melissa, please share your experience. I've been having to take progesterone shots in my butt cheek.
Oh,
I didn't do part of my medication routine after the transfer. And, shit, bruised as fuck. My husband had to draw quadrants on each of my butt cheeks.
Oh, my God.
So he knew, like, where to mark the injection. And, yeah, booty not looking cute right now.
Oh, no.
Other thing I wanted to say, I finally got caught up on 90 Day Fiancé UK. It's still hard to keep up in this multiverse, all these different strains of 90 Day. But, like, the tell-all people were so polite. Like, yeah, Shane, like, stormed off at one point, but that was for dramatic effect, I think. Like, at one point, Rebecca, like, said something, and Shane's like, yeah, good point. Like, so much more tame compared to the Americans.
They
version.
Are.
They Y'all are. Americans are wild, no offense.
We are,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, that's my 2 cents. Looks like I'm almost up for time, so love ya, and I can't wait to continue listening to your podcast for the rest of my life. Okay, bye.
Whoa. So, yeah, progesterone. I didn't do the shots. I did the suppository.
Oh, up the B-hole?
No, no, no. Up the V-hole.
Oh.
Yeah, because you...
Where do you get pregnant? In your butt or in your...
Just come out
so you
of your
get
butt.
Pregnant in your butt, right?
Yeah, it's weird. When you get to the hospital, they tell you, they're like, nobody tells you this, but they come out
it
your
comes
butt,
out
and
the
you're
butt.
Like, oh. Yeah, but they, you could either do the shots or they have suppositories.
Interesting.
Like pills.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My doctor said that there's no difference between either one, and he recommends the suppositories because
it's not a
the
shot.
Progesterone shots, you have to go through like muscle.
Ay, caramba.
But the suppositories, they don't smell great. So
whatever. I don't want my husband near my pussy.
Whatever.
When I'm trying to,
yeah. Yeah. I think you have to do them for like, I don't know. I had to do it for like at least a month or two after my transfer.
Fine by me.
It's a crazy.
I'm going to start taking them just so I don't have to.
I have some left over.
Sorry, my suppository's in and my pussy smells dank. You can't, tonight.
Like, it smells like bad.
It smells
like
horrible in there. What is progesterone? Is that a male hormone?
It is. I think your body makes it after you get pregnant, but it's just a precaution when you do a transfer to try to, like, keep your levels up, I guess.
Interesting.
It's just as like,
oh yeah,
everybody
it's
I know
made when you're pregnant.
Yeah. So it's just kind of like to make sure the embryo sticks in there.
That's what makes you bloated.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
Did it make you anxious or depressed? It says it can make you anxious, agitated, or depressed.
I don't think so.
Good.
Yeah, I don't think so. It worked though, so. Hopefully your transfer was a success.
Sending good vibes to you.
Sending good vibes. Okay, next message.
Hello, ladies. I'm on my lunch break.
Nice.
And I was thinking about the Panera lemonades again.
Mm-hmm.
For reference, I'm the girlfriend of the guy who called talking about all his Panera drinks. That's my boyfriend. Anyways, I was just thinking about the Panera lemonades. And obviously, they're horrific. The amount of caffeine is horrific. But did you know that a large Dunkin' iced coffee has 396 milligrams of caffeine? So that's 6 more milligrams than a large Panera charged lemonade.
That's crazy.
And really? If you're from, I mean, you guys aren't, but if you're from New England, like we are,
you're from Boston.
Everybody
everybody is having Duncan all the time.
Right, Duncan.
So, right. That's just to put that into perspective.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's just a thing. Just everything has a lot of caffeine. Okay, bye. Have a good day.
Huh. Yeah, I guess a large iced coffee, 32 ounce, has 396 milligrams of caffeine. Interesting.
But
that's
a lot. But that must be a large, must be like huge.
That's 32 ounce.
Yeah.
That's like a fucking big gulp, right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's 32 ounce. I don't drink 32 ounce of liquid in a day.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Now I'm like really curious about progesterone.
Oh, really?
Well, because it says here, it's like progesterone regulates mood, aids in cognition, helps with sleep, and may prevent against epilepsy. So I'm like, do I have low progesterone then, maybe?
Epilepsy?
Yeah. So, and then I checked, and I've never had my progesterone level tested. Because you probably don't do that unless you're, like, going to get pregnant. Yeah.
Isn't progesterone, like, in some birth control pills? There's progestin in birth control pills. Progesterone.
Yeah, I think so.
But
I think I don't know if I have. I think I have a low hormonal birth control pill.
Huh.
I don't really know. Anyways, you guys don't really care about this.
Okay. Next message.
There was just one more part that I forgot to say. And that message is just that my boyfriend and I love your podcast, and listen to it together all the time. But he actually got me a subscription to your Patreon for Christmas, and honestly, it was one of the
most thoughtful
Christmas presents I've ever been given.
That's so cute. Wow.
Any boyfriends out there? Get your girlfriend a web caller's Patreon subscription.
That's so nice.
Okay, that's all.
Wow, what a great boyfriend.
That's really sweet.
Okay, we got one message left for today.
Hey, good morning. This message is for Caesar. I'm calling you from the Whittier dentist. Caesar, I'm calling you because we received your inquiry that you wanted to make an appointment. We do have free exam and x-rays. If you would like to come in today, we can squeeze you into our schedule.
I do want to come
our
in today.
Our number here is 562-632-1223. Hope to hear from you soon. Bye for now.
Okay, what? Wait, did they say Whittier?
Good morning. This message is for Caesar. I'm calling you from the Whittier dentist. Caesar, I'm calling you because.
Caesar,
if you're listening.
Caesar must have a number similar to ours.
Yeah, 42069.
Caesar, you got to get those teeth checked.
Yeah, Caesar. Go to the dentist.
That's so funny. That's so funny.
That's a great
note. I'm surprised
note to
we haven't
on.
Gotten more of those calls, like accidental numbers.
I know. That's kind of amazing.
What is our outgoing message is? Oh, it's just me being like,
saying fuck.
Fuck.
It's literally you saying fuck, and the dentist is like, I don't care. Hi, how are you? You need a dentist?
That's so funny. Well,
perfect way to end the episode.
Perfect way to end.
And a reminder about going to the dentist once a year.
I just went a couple
weeks haven't
ago.
Gone in like 10 years. I should probably
go. Oh, my, you're going to have to do one of those deep cleans.
I know, it's
going
to be really rough. They're going to
It didn't hurt.
We got to pull them all out. All right, guys, thank you for calling in. Please continue to do so. We love you. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks. Bye. Bye.
By ACAS.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.